You're watching Pure Home, and we are talking about positive reinforcement and impact of encouragement and praise on particularly children. With me here in the studio is Dr. Mahmoud Karimi. Dr. Karimi, we said that positive reinforcement works for everyone, adults, so let alone kids. There's no doubt that it is very effective on kids, on modifying their behavior or encouraging them to keep up the good job they're doing and to or to stop doing the wrong thing they are doing. But there are sure some details, some points to be taken into consideration so that we do this properly. What are the do's and don'ts of positive reinforcement for kids?
Definitely for every piece of act, we should have certain mechanisms and certain rules. So if we violate those rules and mechanisms, our work, in fact, would not be useful and fruitful. Now, for reinforcement or for positive reinforcement, also we should do the same, and this is not an exception. The first thing that here I should mention is that, you know, our reinforcement, we should be generous in reinforcement. You know, if the kids just sees that something happens from you once a year or every 6 months, he cannot touch it, he cannot digest it. Therefore, means there would not be a good response from the kid. But if you are generous, if you are doing this reward, if you are praising again and again repeatedly, then he understands that, okay, for every behavior there is a good reaction, there would be a good reinforcement and a positive reinforcement, then this would work. So the first thing is that we should not be stingy and we should not be mean in terms of reinforcement.
Giving out praise.
Yeah, giving our praise. So what happens if we praise 2 times, if we praise 3 times a day? Nothing happens. So even in rewarding, so rewarding also, if the rewarding is moderate and is reasonable, then you can do it in fact, frequently, and that would work better than the time that you are somehow stingy and mean in doing that. This is the first point.
Yes.
The second point is that usually the kid should not believe that, okay, this is done as a rule. This is a habit for the child, for the parent, for the teacher to do it.
They shouldn't take it for granted.
They shouldn't take it for granted. In other words, we should do it in an unexpected way. So sometimes when the child does not expect it, but you are doing it, so it would work because he would be surprised by that. He would be shocked by that. So this shock and surprise would work and would modify the, you know, behavior and would change the behavior of the
kid. In other words, they should learn to appreciate it. It shouldn't be like, say, okay, my mom always says, well done, nice job, it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We should learn when to give. But that's, again, a very important point. How should we know when to praise them? Sometimes we might say, okay, that the child has done something, for example, cleaned his room, and say, that's his duty, or he's done her homework, said, she should have done it, of course. That's no big deal. Why should I say, well done, good job?
Mm-hmm.
How should we know that?
You know, especially when we are defining duty for someone, yes, this is the duty and the work schedule. This is done officially for the adult, but for the kids and for children, because most of their job, most of their life is based on emotions and feelings. Then we should not say that, okay, this is his duty, this is her duty.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are different from adult ones. Even adult ones, in many cases, need reinforcement. But in case of kids, I think that because they have not reached the point that, okay, define for themselves that this is my duty, this is my job, so even if nobody says this is the rule, because they have not reached this stage, then it needs some time for them to understand that, okay, this is a part of their life. This is a part of their homework and what they should do. Therefore, it is necessary in many cases to reinforce the child in these cases. Even if in case of adults, maybe we don't need. For the same job, I say it is different from kids, to the youth, then yes, this is true. But for the kids, mostly we should take it for granted that, okay, this is reinforcement is something necessary, and it should be
needed.
It is needed. It must be done.
Okay.
The third point is that our reinforcement should be something suitable with the behavior and with the actions of the child. Neither too small nor too big.
Too big.
Yeah. Because both of them would harm.
It should be proportionate.
It should be proportionate, yes. Yeah. Because if it's too big, for example, you just offer a big reward for some small behavior, a positive behavior from the child, then for the second time, when he is doing the same thing, he would expect
the same reward,
and you cannot provide it. So it was a big reward. So for one time, you just bought a bicycle, but next month also, we cannot buy another bicycle. So it is necessary that this reinforcement be proportionate with the act and with the behavior that the child has. So as I said, not too small, not too big. It should be moderate and proportionate. This is also important. Next one is variety. You know, as Englishmen say, variety is the spice of life.
Yes.
So the children also have the same taste and have the same feeling. We should not have the same reinforcement all the time, one and the same thing as reinforcement for the children. So if you are buying a special toy this time, so you should change it for the second time. You should buy something else for the third time. So that variety also would work and would fill the child with surprise. And in fact, that would work much better. So variety also is important here.
Okay.
And so about don'ts also, we can say that one of the problems is hollow promises. So sometimes you promise and you are not able to fulfill. So that would be very harmful, because the kid would lose his trust in you. Say,
that's
okay,
right.
This is something that two times, three times I've heard from my parents.
They haven't done it.
Yeah, and they have not done it. They have not fulfilled. Then it would be very harmful. And so it would somehow harm our following reinforcement, and they would
discourage maybe the child from doing what he's been doing, he or she has been doing, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe he would stop doing the good work.
Definitely.
Because
definitely.
He didn't get any reward for it, so
yes.
Why should I do it?
Yes, encouragement is changed into discouragement.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So, yes, this is something harmful to do, in fact. And another thing is that if we want to have a good reinforcement, so it should be done immediately. So when you see the behavior, immediately you reward it. Immediately you praise him.
Okay.
Why? Because at that time, he would find out, okay, this is the response. This is the reaction to
that. That would be more effective.
That would be more effective. But if it takes a long time, and then after 3 days, after 1 week, you say, okay, I bought it for what you did last week. So this would not work well, although so it is even working, but that would not be... Yes.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Let's keep the discussion here, take a break, and go to Mr. Nurai. I think you have an email question regarding our discussion. Is that right?
Exactly. I was going through the emails right now. I found some really interesting and, of course, relevant email. Well, one of them is from James from Brighton, UK, who says that, thank you for your enlightening program. As Shias in Europe, especially in the UK, we always are in dire need of Shia sources. And James goes on with the email, but the part which is very relevant to our program, he mentions a question. He says that, how can we improve the performance of children at school by using positive reinforcement? Well, gladly, James, we have Dr. Karimi with us today, and of course, he's going to be the best answerer to this question. Dr. Karimi, would you please devour this question?
Yes, in fact, teachers can be like parents. So parents are teachers, and teachers also are playing the role of parents. Then it means that kids are looking at their teachers also like their parents. Then What does it mean? It means that teachers should be a practical example for the kids. So they should see that they are doing something well, and then they learn to do it and to copy it and to imitate it in the same way. Then, yes, in the school, if teachers just say, okay, sometimes they don't need to say something, but just in their behavior, by doing certain things that children like, children love, that kind of behavior, they can be a good model for them. You know, for example, maybe the teachers in some cases should play the role of kids, and the kid play the role of teacher.
Teachers, yeah.
So in this way, communication would be much better, and then it would give self-confidence to the child, to the student, that, okay, I can play the role of the adult.
Yes.
I can do something that children cannot do. The adult can do it. The adult are able to do it. So this is just by, you know, the teacher is instilling this feeling in them. Sometimes the teacher may do it and may exhibit this a good behavior just by a game. There is a game. One side is the teacher, another side is the student. And through the game, in fact, the game is planned in a way that students are learning something. Although there is amusement, but there is additional thing to learn. So this is the art and this is the experience of the teacher. What game to choose, and during the game, how to manage this game, and what to say, and what to command. So kids and students will learn much. Then, yes, this is another thing. Next thing is that, you know, teachers should know that character of the children or character of the man cannot be changed easily. Sometimes the teacher says, okay, this is a noisy one, this is a devil boy, I should change his character. So this is very important. We cannot change the character of kids easily. We can change certain behaviors. And by changing certain behaviors gradually, so you can change the character. Because for changing the character, many, many behaviors must be changed and must be modified. It means that it is the teacher who knows the priorities. What bad behavior, what improper behavior is in this boy, is in this girl, and I should concentrate on this first, I should change it little by little first.
Through positive.
Through positive.
Yes. Instead of like punishment, especially some kids who talk in the class, is that right, Mr. Nouri?
Exactly.
Who talk in the class or who are noisy, as they say, or don't sit down, and the teacher keeps punishing or like saying negative reinforcement or negative words, and it doesn't work. Instead, if the child is rewarded for being quiet one day or for sitting down at her desk.
Yes.
They should be rewarded, and that might work in changing that their behavior towards making them more disciplined in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the best thing is that the teacher should know and recognize the different talents of students. So every student has a special talent. Maybe one of them, for example, would sing well. Another can be a good head for the games. So when the boys play, say, okay, you can be the manager.
Okay.
You can be the, so especially the noisy one maybe likes to be the head. So when the teacher say, okay, you are the head, by this he is satisfied. And for the rest of class, he would be quiet. Because he is satisfied with that. He knows that his talent, his potential, is somehow actualized.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi. A very comprehensive answer to that viewer's question.
Exactly.